Well, Merry Christmas to you and yours from all of us at Rosie on the House, your Saturday morning tradition for 30 Christmases. I'm Gary D., producer of the show, and this is the Arizona Hour. This is the hour where we talk about people, places, and things, and it's brought to you by our friends at Sanderson Ford. And the sole purpose of this hour is to get you out and about to enjoy this beautiful state. There are so many things to see. Rosie knows every square inch of the state. I've just barely scratched the surface. Now, we have the Arizona staycation that you can register for at rosieonthehouse.com. So we thought we'd look back at some of the places we sent people to for the Arizona staycation and places that you may not know about. I tell you, I didn't know about Ramsey Canyon, but Rosie and Jennifer sure did. And we talked with Miss Charlene at Ramsey Canyon Inn to tell us what makes Ramsey Canyon so special.
Well, Miss Charlene, we're talking about the number one reason Ramsey Canyon is known throughout the world, and it's the birding.
Correct.
And bird watching is one of those activities that I love doing with my grandchildren. It forces us to get outside, geocaching, hiking, bird watching, exploring. Talk a little bit about what Ramsey Canyon is known for specifically.
Well, specifically, it's known for its hummingbirds. We're in the migration path of the birds that go to Mexico and South America in the winter, and then they come up to the United States in the summer, and they go as far as Alaska, where they nest and raise their babies, and then in the winter they go back down to Mexico again. So we're right at that migration path, and we have a year-round stream, so there's always water here. It's the perfect place for birds to go through.
I heard a story from recreational boaters down in the Gulf that they actually hang the hummingbird feeders off their yachts and boats by the hundreds, and that as these migrating waves come through, they can literally, the boat could be enveloped with migrating hummingbirds.
Well, that's true, and I'll tell you, there is a hummingbird that's east of the Mississippi, the ruby-throated hummingbird, and every year it migrates across the Gulf of Mexico. That's 500 or 600 miles of open water. A non-stop flight for a little hummingbird.
That's wings that are this big.
Yes.
Holy cow.
They start out in Florida, they increase their body weight by 30%, and then they just take off, and they love finding the boats along the way.
Golly. So how many hummingbirds could someone see at Ramsey Canyon?
The fall migration is the best migration, and that is July, August, September. And at that time, they seem to come to Ramsey Canyon, and then they stay here until it gets cold, and then they go ahead and go down south. When they're coming back in spring, they'll start coming in March and April and May, but they're on their way to wherever they're going to go nest, so they don't hang out here so much.
Oh.
We have about 8 species that actually do nest here, but the rest of them sort of go away. But in August, September, you should be able to see 12 to 14 species of hummingbirds in Ramsey Canyon at my feeders. I probably have the best place in the canyon to get the best variety of hummingbird feeders. I know I have the best place in the canyon.
I guess I wasn't aware that there were 14 or 15 different types of hummingbirds. I've got my little Audubon book, and I think there's about 8 or 9 or 10 in there. How many varieties of hummingbirds are there?
Well, if you go to South America, there's over 300, so we're a drop in the bucket.
Wow.
So, Charlene, can you identify all 14 just by looking?
Yes, I can.
Yeah.
I was really lucky when I opened the bed and breakfast. I got to be involved in a hummingbird banding project here at my bed and breakfast. And so I got a really good education on hummingbirds.
Is that mostly a color differentiation when you're looking?
No, it's color, it's shape, it's the length of the bill, it's a lot of different things.
Oh, man, that's fantastic. Ramsey Canyon, the hummingbird capital of the United States.
Correct.
Now, where else could I go in the United States to see 10 or 12 or 13 or 14 of the different hummingbirds?
If you went to Texas, you might get 10, 12. I'm not sure. California, maybe 4 or 5. But definitely southern Arizona, the corridor here is definitely has the most hummingbirds at one time.
Well, it looks like in perusing your website here, the rooms of the inn are named after the different species of the hummingbirds.
Yes, they are.
Well, you've got about 9 more rooms to build, don't you?
I do.
How many rooms do you have? How many guests can you accommodate?
Well, in the bed and breakfast, I have 6 rooms, all with private baths. And then across the creek, I have a little duplex that has 2 one-bedroom housekeeping suites. We don't take children in the bed and breakfast, but we allow children out in the suites. And therefore, they have a full kitchen, living room, bedroom, bathroom, and people who want to stay for a little longer or want a more private experience in the canyon will like to stay out there and cook their own meals. We don't serve breakfast to our suite guests, but they get the pie every day, just like all of the other guests do.
You wouldn't need anything else. she's won over 100 ribbons on her pie.
Yeah, she calls it, you get the pie.
You
well, over 100 blue ribbons she's won with her pies. Miss Charlene DeSantis, the owner of Ramsey Canyon Inn, down in beautiful Ramsey Canyon. You just get to Sierra Vista. You head a little bit south. Do you see the sign that takes you right into Ramsey Canyon? You drive up there until the road dead ends, and that's her house. She's right there. It's absolutely a beautiful setting. Hummingbird capital of the world. Let's talk a little bit about some of the other birds. I mean, visitors from around the world come here just to see certain birds.
Yes, they do. There's certain birds that are seen here that aren't seen anywhere else. Need to correct you that this is not the hummingbird capital of the world, just the United States.
You are absolutely right. You had mentioned South America is the capital of the world, right?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, they have 300 and we have 15.
Yeah, that's right.
It's impressive for the United States.
So birders can take their life lists. Life lists are lists that bird watchers compile, and they score that I've registered, I've seen this bird, then they record the date and where they were, and what a life list. You can get some people that are pretty aggressive about completing that life list.
I have had several people. We had an Aztec thrush, which was a rare bird for the United States up here in our canyon, and I saw people actually fly out from back east, rent a car in Tucson, drive up, look at the bird, get in their car, and go back home just because they needed that bird on their list.
How does the word get out that it's there?
Yeah, there's a website. Anybody sees a rare bird, they post it on that website, and that's anywhere in the United States. And so people can always daily check that website and see what birds are there. And, you know, climate change causes different birds to come in. Storms can blow birds in from that normally wouldn't be here. A lot of different things can cause unusual birds to be here, and we've noticed in the last few years with the weather, climate change, that more and more rare birds are moving up into southern Arizona from Mexico.
Have you kept track of how many different types of birds have been registered in the canyon?
I haven't. But
can I see 50? Can I see 50 different kinds?
Over 300.
Over 300 different kind of birds right there in Ramsey Canyon.
Right in Ramsey Canyon, or the whole area here, the whole valley area. Well over 300 birds have been recorded.
If I wanted to become better, and I think on our next trip down, could you set me up with a real trained eye that could take me to my next level in birding?
Oh, absolutely. We have several guides in the area. That's all they do. Year around, and if you wanted the maximum number of birds to add to your list or just to see the maximum number of birds, you would definitely want to hire a guide because they know exactly where these birds are, what tree they're hanging out in, what dirt road they're down. They know because they all keep a record of where they see things. And Ramsey Canyon has elegant trogons, and that's one of our rare birds in the United States that is known to be in Ramsey Canyon, and people come from all over to see that. Red-faced warbler has been showing up, and that's kind of a rare bird in this area.
In that corner of the state, where would you send somebody that wanted to see outside Ramsey Canyon?
Oh, there's so much to see. Tombstone and Bisbee are two really neat little historic towns that have just many, many things going on, particularly Bisbee. Bisbee has some great restaurants and some nice bands in the evening to listen to good music. And if for people who are interested in history, the Fort Huachuca has an amazing museum that goes all the way back to the Calvary days and up to the high-tech communications that it is known for now.
And so a civilian can access the base, in the museum's actually on the base, on the post?
Yes, it is.
So you've got Fort Huachuca on your list. You've got Bisbee on your list. You've got Tombstone on your list. Isn't Karstner Cavern just 20 or 30 minutes away?
Yes, that's not far at all, and that's amazing. Everybody needs to see that. That's a living cavern.
Charlene DeSantis, owner of Ramsey Canyon Inn, we're doing this to highlight the entire area in and about and around Sierra Vista. Thank you very much. Congratulations on all your success at Ramsey Canyon Inn.
It was nice speaking with you, Rosie.
And beside all the birds and the pie, there's lots of hiking trails throughout Ramsey Canyon, so bring those hiking shoes and bring a camera, too. It's really pretty. RamseyCanyonInn.com if you'd like to find out more. That's RamseyCanyonInn. It's located near Sierra Vista in the southeastern part of the state. This is the Arizona Hour, people, places, and things we visited through the Arizona staycation this past year. Where are we off to next? Stick around and find out.